భాగవతాన్ ఇత్థం శ్రుత్వా అథ మిథిలా ఈశ్వరః జాయంతేయాన్ మునీన్ ప్రీతః స ఉపాధ్యాయః హి అపూజయత్. శ్రీనారద ఉవాచ ధర్మాన్ భాగవతానిత్థం శ్రుత్వాథ మిథిలేశ్వరః జాయంతే యాన్ మునీన్ ప్రీతః సోపాధ్యాయో హ్యపూజత పూజయత్. శ్రీనారద ఉవాచ ధర్మాన్ భాగవతానిత్థం శ్రుత్వాథ మిథిలేశ్వరః జాయంతే యాన్ మునీన్ ప్రీతః సోపాధ్యాయో హి పూజయత్. శ్రీనారద ఉవాచ ధర్మాన్ భాగవతానిత్థం శ్రుత్వాథ మిథిలేశ్వరః జాయంతే యాన్ మునీన్ ప్రీతః సోపాధ్యాయో హ్యపూజయత్. నీనారద ఉవాచ ధర్మాన్ భాగవతానిత్థం త్వాథా మిథిలేశ్వరః జాయంతే యాన్ మునీన్ ప్రీతం సోపాధ్యాయో హి పూజయత్. శ్రీనారద ఉవాచ ధర్మాన్ భాగవతానిత్థం సుప్తాశ్వరః జాయంతే యాన్ మునీ ప్రీతః సోపాధ్యాయో హ్యపూజయత్. శ్రీనారద ఉవాచ ధర్మాన్ భాగవతానిత్థం వాథా మిథిలేశ్వరః జాయంతే యాన్ మునీన్ ప్రీతం సోపాధ్యాయో హ్యపూజయత్. శ్రీనారద ఉవాచ ధర్మాన్ భాగవతానిత్థం శ్రుత్వాథ మిథిలేశ్వరః జాయంతే యాన్ మునీన్ ప్రీతః సోపాధ్యాయో హ్యపూజయత్. శ్రీనారదః ఉవాచ. నారద ముని సెడ్, ధర్మాన్ భాగవతాన్, ద సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. ఇత్థం ఇన్ దిస్ మేనర్ శ్రుత్వా హ్యావింగ్ హర్డ్ అథ దెన్ మిథిలా ఈశ్వరః ద మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద కింగ్డమ్ ఆఫ్ మిథిలా దట్ ఇస్ కింగ్ నిమి జాయంతేయాన్ టు ద సన్స్ ఆఫ్ జయంతి మునీన్ సేజెస్ ప్రీతః బీయింగ్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ స ఉపాధ్యాయః అలాంగ్ విత్ ద ప్రీస్ట్ హీ ఇండీడ్ అపూజయత్ హీ ఆఫర్డ్ వర్షిప్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. నారద ముని సెడ్, having thus heard the signs of devotional service, Nimi, the king of Mithila, felt extremely satisfied And along with the sacrificial priests offered respectful worship to the sagacious sons of Jayanti. Purport. The word Jayanteyan indicates the nine Yogendras who were born from the womb of Jayanti, the wife of Rishabha. There's only one line in the purport.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurunilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadhati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhamvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sudhe Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Ama Hare Hare.
Narad Muni said, having thus heard the signs of devotional service, Nimi, the king of Mithila, felt extremely satisfied and along with the sacrificial priests offered respectful worship to the sagacious sons of Jayanti. So we've just concluded Narad Muni narrating the signs of devotional service as was spoken earlier to the very inquisitive and sincere king Maharaj Nimi, who inquired from the sons of Jayanti, who was the wife of Rishabhadeva, the nine Yogendras. And here, the result of sincere inquiry and sincere all reception is described, which is he felt extremely satisfied. Felt extremely satisfied with what? Dharman Bhagavata Nittham. With Bhagavad Dharma, the science of devotional service. And we've seen through so many verses, especially the last few verses, the culmination of the process of devotional service, Ahai Tuki Bhakti, where there is no other intention, there is no other distraction, complete focus on satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the purpose of all other dharmas being Bhagavad Dharma is very firmly established in the sequence of verses that have preceded this concluding verse. We'll see in the subsequent chapter also some of the beautiful expressions by Uddhava, who also explains how even liberation could not have held him back into this material world. Or liberation could not have held him away from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if it meant taking up endeavors and pains in the service of the Lord. And devotees like Vasudev Dutt have prayed that I don't even mind suffering for eternity if I can be of service to the Supreme Lord in his relationship with all the living entities. So, how is this? I'll try and reflect meditate upon this amazing experience that we get through the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam and also Ramayana, Mahabharata. How is it that the relationship with the Supreme Lord is held over and above any sort of so-called personal convenience? How does this relationship become more prominent than my own existence, than the living entity's individual existence? Uddhava says in the next chapter, actually, this is 11th canto, 6th chapter, verse number 43, Naham tavangri kamalam kshanardham api keshava tyaktum samutsahe natha swadhama nayamam api. He says, I cannot tolerate giving up your lotus feet even for a fraction of a moment. That is Bhagavad Dharma. I urge you to take me along with you to your own abode. In his conversation with the Supreme Lord, Uddhava is recalling. So, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a very nice expression by Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra, the scene is as follows. Nimai Pandit, who had just then accepted the thread, the sacred thread, which all the residents of Navadvipa actually viewed as Anantashesh himself residing, coiling around the body of Nimai Pandit. When Nimai Pandit accepted Upanayana Samskar, thereafter, when he was studying under the most worshipable Gangadas, Nimai Pandit used to engage in several debates with his friends. They would have lots of loving pastimes in Ganga. Yamuna Devi, she had the fortune of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and as per her aspirations, she got the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he would play in the waters of the Ganges. So after the day-long pastime, sometimes they would create so much mud in the water that the ladies who would come there to fetch the water would be disappointed. The brahmanas who were trying to bathe there would be troubled by the kind of turmoil created in that water. Jagannath Mishra himself was quite concerned because Nimai Pandit had expressed such desire to be studying all the time that he felt he may follow in the footsteps of his elder brother Vishwaroop, who, after being too engrossed in the study of the scriptures, hearing and chanting of the holy names, had accepted sannyas. So Jagannath Mishra was very concerned. So it was in this context that one day, after a day of fun and sports, Nimai Pandit, when he came back, he worshipped Tulsi Devi. He worshipped the Supreme Lord Vishnu. And then he sat down for his evening meal. He honored prasadam. Thereafter, Nimai sought a secluded place where he could study the scriptures, where he could study grammar. He was making annotations on different aphorisms. So it's explained, when Jagannath Mishra, in the midst of all that pain and uncertainty about his own son, Dekhi ananda bhashe Mishra mahashoye Ratri dina harishe kichui na janaye. He felt very, very satisfied seeing the form of Nimai Pandit studying grammar in seclusion. Ye mate putre rupa kare mishra paan sharire sayujya hoila kiba tan. So he actually experienced so much pleasure, it was like sayujya. He felt like in that mood he had merged into the body of Nimai Pandit and gained liberation. That was the pleasure he was feeling. And we have experience. Sometimes we are too depressed, too troubled. And when there is some ray of hope, there's something that we have been looking forward to for a long time, it gives us so much of a relief. Of course, this relief was purely transcendental. But what was the reflection of Jagannath Mishra? Sayujya yakon apudhi sukha tane, sayujyadi sukha mishra alpakari mane. But Jagannath Mishra immediately reconciled. He said, oh, I'm experiencing this Sayujya Mukti, such feeling of happiness. It's like Sayujya Mukti. But he said, this is insignificant. For the pure devotee, there is no question of liberation, either gross or subtle. So, Jagannath Mishra would have preferred the anxiety of being a father to the pleasure he was experiencing in seeing Nimai Pandit, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, taking pleasure in reading the scriptures. And we see, it wasn't that this apparent sense of pleasure that he had stayed for too long. In fact, a few nights later, he had a dream, such a dream, in which he saw his young Nimai Pandit. He had shaved his head and he had worn saffron robes. He looks so beautiful in those saffron robes, but he was a sannyasi. He was surrounded by Advaita Acharya, who was performing kirtan, surrounded by not only Advaita Acharya, devatas, Brahma, Shiva, Indra, all of them had surrounded Nimai Pandit as a sannyasi, offering him prayers. Devotees all around him were chanting, Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan. And he, not only that, he saw that the Nimai Pandit was leading a procession to Jagannath Puri. The entire procession was chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ecstatically dancing, they were actually proceeding to Jagannath Puri, and eventually what was Jagannath Mishra's vision? The entire world was following. Everyone else was following. So when he woke up the next morning, he was jubilated, but he was also very sad. Sachi Mata asked him, what happened? I saw this dream, Nimai Pandit taking sannyas robes. And he was followed, surrounded by devotees whom we know, devatas, and the entire world. There's such a large congregation. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, especially established Brihat Mridangas. The Brihat Mridanga, the sound can be heard maybe within this room, or if you add some speaker, loudspeaker, you could probably hear it outside, to the dismay of neighbors often. So, but he said Brihat Mridanga. You don't need speakers, all you need is printing press and a sincere desire to make the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu available to others. So, and in fact, Saraswati Thakur, whose divine disappearance day we are celebrating today, he told Srila Prabhupada, his beloved disciple, that if ever you get money, print books, so that you can expand the three Brihat Mridangas that I established. And it is by the grace of Srila Saraswati Thakur also that we have access now to the birthplace of Sri Nimai Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Yogapeet. So nevertheless, when Jagannath Mishra was recalling this amazing dream he had, which filled his heart with anxiety as well as happiness, Sachi Mata said, oh Lord, dreams come and go. Dreams don't have to be taken so seriously. Who knows whether it will come true. But Jagannath Mishra, he said, no, we already have a son who took sannyas. And I can see Nimai Pandit is extremely serious in his studies. So this is the kind of anxiety that Jagannath Mishra was inviting upon himself in his relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, it's explained that within a few days, he even departed from this mortal world to go back to the Supreme Lord. So Bhagavad Dharma entails serving the Supreme Lord, and that service and relationship becomes more important than personal inconveniences. Prabhupada says that we get a glimpse of this in this material world, in the relationship of mother with child, where mother takes up all kinds of inconveniences and doesn't keep a register, a log of all kinds of activities that she has performed, because in that process she is only nourishing that relationship. Srila Saraswati Thakur also especially desired that Daivi Varnashram system be re-established, be revived. And what is the idea of Daivi Varnashram? Srila Prabhupada, of course, also expressed his desire. Now, one aspect of Varnashram is actually to help realize relationships. And Daivi Varnashram is to help realize all relationships in relation with the Supreme Lord. That is Bhagavad Dharma. Unfortunately, what we see today is more relationships with things than people. Like Radhanath Swami Maharaj often says that it's better to use things and love people than to love things and use people. So I often think, right, that in the past, for example, you used to have lots of relationships who would actually complement each other, supplement each other. When Lakshmanji was going with Ram to the forest, Mother Sumitra told Lakshman, Ramam Dasharatam Vidhi, Mam Vidhi Janakatmajam, Ayodhyam Atavim Vidhi, Gachatata Yathasukham. Gachatata, oh child, oh Lakshman, when you go to the forest, you will be deprived of your father, but don't think that you will be deprived. Consider Ramam Dasharatam Vidhi. Consider Ram to be your father. And we know, there are so many cases where an elder brother serves as a father. When joint families, we have all those experiences. And he says, Mam Vidhi Janatatmajam. She says, consider me the mother, in my place, consider Sita Devi. And Ayodhyam Atavim Vidhi. Understand the forest to be Ayodhya. And that way you will be very satisfied. So we had actually a kind of redundancy in relationships. So many relationships could complement each other, supplement each other. And ultimately all relationships are completed in relation with the Supreme Lord. However, when a culture of things takes over relationships, right? We had a redundancy of relationships so much that it's explained that Dimai Pandit, when he used to go to school to learn grammar, and when his elder brother Vishwarup took sannyas, his mother was so disturbed, father was so disturbed, father decided he'll no longer go to school. Mother was concerned. How will he maintain himself? He said, no, he will, I look at me. I have studied so much. But what is our position? We barely managed to eat anything. So somehow the Supreme Lord will take care of him. I don't want him to go any longer and study. So it's explained that Nimai Pandit, he was not going, but yet he was able to study. I mean, it is not that the dependence was wholly and solely on a school system. But they were complementing each other. And there was a special role that the guru had. Even if there was redundancy, in functional redundancy, still a person was very much respected for his role. Still there was importance of sending a child to Gurukul. Not just because it is indispensable, but because there is respect for the guru. There is respect for the system of guru. I mean, many of these joint families will know that, many ladies know how to make pickle. But when a pickle is made in a particular season, still, the eldermost lady in that house is the lady who will inaugurate that pickle. I mean, that is the culture. That she has a role. She is the guru in that house. So therefore, even if there is redundancy, the relationships are honored. But now we have redundancy of things. People can get access to information through WhatsApp, Facebook, Google. So many accesses. But relationships, we are all paupers. So, Bhagavad Dharma is a culmination of these relationships, where this relation takes precedence over everything else. We have so many verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam where the devotees have prayed. Gajendra, for example, prays to the Supreme Lord, Oh Lord, I know that you are sincere devotees, do not really care for moksha, do not care for artha, for kama. They only care for your service. Even in that situation where a crocodile had been holding on to his feet, Jagajendra was able to acknowledge this point. He says, but O Lord, what do I do? I am actually very aggrieved. So he was so conscious even as he was praying. Such an interesting point. A devotee, for him relationships take precedence. Still in that painful situation, O Lord, I am asking you to deliver me. Dhruva Maharaj, it's explained that as he was offering prayers to Lord Vishnu, he was reflecting, what did I ask for? I asked for such a large kingdom. Swamin kritartosmi varam nayache. I had asked for it, but I don't require any of that. And in that mood, very beautifully, he says, Dhyanat bhavajjana katha shravanena vasyat sa brahmani swamahimani apinatam abhut. Brahmani, Brahmananda, the devotees, they're so fond of hearing your transcendental qualities. He's especially focusing on Dhyanat bhajajjana katha shravanena. That Brahmananda doesn't hold any position compared to just hearing oral reception. Even as he is seeing the form of the Lord, he is talking about oral reception, hearing about the pastimes of the Lord. Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, when he appeared in the sacrificial arena of Prithu Maharaj says, Sa uttama shloka mahan mukhachyuto. He says, Smritim punar vismrita tattva vartmanam. When transcendental vibration from the Lord, from the mouths of devotees carry the aroma, the saffron dust particles from your lotus feet, Smritim punar vismrita tattva vartmanam. Everything else one just forgets. So it's a sacrificial arena. A sacrifice is to be performed. Even there he is emphasizing just the hearing and absorption in your transcendental qualities. What to speak of personally serving you. Displaces every other thought. Why? Because there is a relationship being cultivated. Right? Vritrasura. Most difficult situation. And after being, you know, devastated by Indra, under the guidance of the Supreme Lord Himself, He is saying, I don't desire to enjoy in Dhruva Loka. I do not desire Brahmananda, liberation. All I would like is your service unto your lotus feet, birth after birth. That's all I desire for. And when Vritrasura's story or background is revealed, it's explained that Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati, they converse after Mother Parvati cursed Maharaj Chitraketu to become Vritrasura. Basically, to have the form of Vritrasura. Lord Shiva looks at Mother Parvati, who's surprised because she has just now cursed Vritrasura and he has just now cursed Maharaj Chitraketu, and Maharaj Chitraketu is not disturbed. Why is he not disturbed? Narayana para sarve na kutaschana bhibhyati swarga parga narkeshu apitulyartha darshanam. Swarga apavarga narkeshu apitulyartha darshanam. He is able to see them equally. Why? Because Narayana para. He is experiencing that relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Indra, in his prayer to Lord Narasimhadev, after the killing of Hiranyakashipu, Indra is reveling in the relationship that Lord Narasimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj are enjoying with each other. Ghastly scene. But in that, the relationship stands out so prominently. He says, Kala grishtam kiyaridam aho nata sushrutam te. Shushrutam means service. O Lord, in contrast to serving you, muktis tesham nahi bahumata. Mukti doesn't hold any position. So many verses endorsing this, the importance of cultivating that relationship with the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna himself tells this to Uddhava in one of the following chapters of this 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He tells Uddhava, when he explains the yoga system, he explains the culmination of yoga system. Nayoga siddhir apunar bhavamva. Vanchanti yat pada raja prapannaha. He says, those who have the dust of your lotus feet, of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet, never hanker for the kingship of heaven, limitless sovereignty, the position of Brahma, or even rulership over the earth. Now, there are many pastimes which again highlight this, but there is one specific pastime from the Sundarakanda of Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana, which I found extremely moving. How the concept of Bhagavad Dharma is brought out so beautifully in the exchange between two great devotees of the Lord, Hanumanji and Sita Devi. Hanumanji has just now crossed over to Lanka. He's been looking around for Sita Devi. There's one lady who looks so beautiful, having such nice qualities. But then, when Hanumanji saw her in the embrace of Ravana, he thought, this cannot be Sita. But there is Sita. So he then reflected, possibly Sita Devi, she must be in the outskirts, in some forest-like area, because that's where she can actually meditate on Ram. It's very interesting. The sutra through that entire discussion is Ram. The name of Ram, the qualities of Ram, the pastimes of Ram, the activities of Ram. It's amazing. That's the sutra binding together Hanumanji's quest for Sita and Sitaji's quest for Ram. So, Hanumanji is reflecting. Rama Shoka Bhisantapta Sadevi Vamalochana Vanavase Rata Nityam Ishyate Vanacharini. Vanacharini, because she will be Vanacharini. Why? Because in Vanavas, Rama Shoka, because of meditation of Ram, she would have gone to a forest area where she can meditate further on Ram. So that's how we went out of the palace. Let me stroll out. And then what did she find? He found Ashoka Vatika. There is a beautiful temple there. And even in Ashoka Vatika, he found many other ladies. But beside a temple, he found a lady who looked like faith shattered, hope frustrated, desires blocked by obstacles. Completely shattered person. But the ornament he found in that person, who had no ornaments, was the quest for Ram. When actually someone is sincerely seeking out the Supreme Lord, that itself is an ornament. When Nityanand Prabhu, there is a description of Nityanand Prabhu adorned with beautiful ornaments, to the extent that thieves had also planned to loot the ornaments from Nityanand Prabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that the ornaments on Nityanand Prabhu were the chanting, remembering, the activities, the pastimes and the service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That beautifies. Srila Prabhupada would often say that is the actual beautification, the desire to serve Krishna, the relationship with Krishna. So it's a beautiful verse, is explained that charitrya vyapadeshad deshadhyam bhratu darshana durgatam bhushanair uttamair heenam Bhartur Vatsalya Bhushanam. So Bhushanai, she had no Bhushanam. But Bhartur Vatsalya Bhushanam. With love for her Lord Ram, she was completely adorned. She was shining like a full moon. But it was like a full moon that was residing on a boat that was drowning. So Hanumanji saw both Sita Devi's absorption in Ram that made her radiant, lustrous, at the same time the separation from service of Lord Ram. So this, one can appreciate this way, that the service to the Supreme Lord, the relationship takes such predominance that it keeps the devotee not only continue, but makes the devotee even more and more enthusiastic, even in most difficult situations. As we see in the case of Srila Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur told him, whenever you get money, print books. He told him to go and preach in the Western world. So many obstacles, a lifetime of preparation. But in the lifetime of preparation, the seed was sown, the roots went so deep, that the tree, as it grew taller, it was able to withstand storms, unseasonal rains like we saw day before yesterday, scorching sun. And we saw all those instances. Sometimes typewriter being stolen, sometimes devotees behaving in unpredictable ways, unpredictable oppositions, sometimes opposition from people within, and health. And of course, his attraction to be back in Vrindavan. In the midst of all this, the tree grew bigger and bigger and produced such beautiful seeds, beautiful fruits that devotees were able to relish. And not only that, they were able to sow those seeds for more trees to flourish. So continuing this with this thread, the sutra of Rama, in this interaction between Hanuman and Sita Devi, it's explained, another beautiful description. What was Hanumanji seeing? He was seeing Sita Devi tormented by so many of those she demonesses. They were threatening Sita. Some of them were trying to allure Sita. You will be the crest jewel of all queens. Everyone will become your servant. Somebody else was saying, the next moment, we will make you our breakfast. If you don't listen to Ravan. Such contrasting and contradictory appeals to Sita Devi. I mean, it's sufficient to drive someone mad. Right? Already 10 months have passed. Only 2 more months. Deadline. Ravan had already clearly told that. But what did Hanumanji witness?
Samipam rajasimhasya ramasya viditatmanaha sankalpahaya sanyuktair yanti miva manorathaihi.
He saw Sita Devi. She had a ratha. She was like a ratha. Her destination was Ram. Her horses were the horses of resolution. And the chariot was that of her mind. She was yoking the chariot of her mind with the horses of resolution to move towards the destination of Ram. It's a beautiful description. And yes, when a chariot goes, a chariot moves, there will be a lot of opposition. Arjuna had so much difficulty reaching Jayadratha on his chariot. But the goal, the destination, resolution was so firm that Hanumanji could see that resolution of Ram, even though Ram was, in one sense, Lord Ram was not present there. And then there is the Ravana himself comes, threatens, allures, threatens, all, Sam, Dam, Dandabed, all of that he tries to apply to Sita Devi. But Sita Devi remains completely unperturbed. In fact, Sita Devi, she tells Ravana, Sita Devi had the power to curse Ravana. She was, after all, the goddess of fortune. But she was so Ram conscious, she said,
Asandeshattu Ramasya tapasaschanu palanat natvam kurmi dashagriva basma barmaha tejasa.
Basma barmaha tejasa. By my tejasa, I can just completely destroy you. But
asandeshastu ramasya,
I don't have the permission of Ram to do that. Rather, I would like Ram to get the glory of destroying you for taking me away from him. So even here, she was so Ram conscious. And then she goes on to say that you may do whatever you want. On one hand, she talks about her prowess, the prowess of Ram, that Ram and Lakshman will just come and destroy you. But if somebody thought, oh, Sita Devi was meditating on Ram only because of the events that happened Janasthan. She knew what Janasthan, how many demons were destroyed. No, she says,
Dino va rajya hino va yome bharta same guruhu.
Dino va, even if he is dejected, dethroned, rajya hino va, he will remain my bharta. I'm not going to look away from him. Continuing this beautiful narration, I'm going through some selected episodes, the Sutra of Lord Ram. Hanumanji saw this everything sitting from this tree, Kinshuka tree, and Hanumanji was wondering, what should I do? I have enough evidence that this is Sita. I can go and convey this to Ram. But he's a devotee after all. He will not just do what he is told to do. If I leave Sita Devi in this position without her knowing that Ram is being informed, Lord Ram is being informed, what will happen to her? Because Sita Devi, she was saying, condemned is one who is dependent on others, because such a person who is dependent on others cannot even take her own life. Because I am here surrounded by people, I can't even take my own life in my absence from Lord Ram. So difficult was the situation. She was trying to tie her braid to the tree and was thinking how to end my life and actually go back to the Supreme Lord's service, the eternal abode. Now it's interesting, in that situation, Trijata, she had warned the demonesses that please don't trouble her too much, because I already saw evil omens. I saw a dream. In the dream I saw Ram and Lakshman being carried by swans. They were seated on elephants. And they came and took Sita with them. They were so beautifully dressed in white robes. And our dear Ravana, Kumbhakarna, all of them, they were carried by asses. They fell from their Kuvera, from the Pushpaka Viman. She describes that they fell from the Pushpaka Viman, and I saw Ram finally being seated on Pushpaka Viman. So this all spells doom for all of us. So therefore don't trouble her. This was hope giving. But still, one is to have a dream, the other is to realize it. So Hanumanji, in the midst of all this, thought, how will I give that assurance to Sita Devi? Now he was also very concerned. How do I go and present to Sita Devi? If she sees me in the Vanara form, she will think I am Ravana for sure. She will have even more anxiety and more trouble. Again, he was extremely Krishna conscious. He says, Katham nu khalu akyam me shruyan no dvijetava iti sanchintya Hanuman shakara mati manmitam. How do I speak to her? How do I communicate with her without creating disturbance for her? Then he comes up with a solution. Rama klishta akarmanam subandhum anukirtayan naina mudveja yishyami tadbandhu gatamanasam. What will I do? Anukirtanam. I will praise Ram. Let me begin with the praise of Ram, because that is what she is hankering for. That is what she is looking for. Srila Prabhupada would often say that everyone is searching for Krishna, but they don't know that they are searching for Krishna. So with this conviction, Hanumanji, she said, I will just describe the glories of Ram, and then Ram will show the way. And he says, who is that Ram? He is very judicious in action. And her mind is already absorbed. By this, I will not only not create fear in her, she will actually feel very nourished. So this way, Hanumanji thought, and he descended, and he explained, he started narrating the history of Ram, his beautiful qualities, the story of Dashrath Maharaj, and how his beloved consort Sita Devi had been taken away by Ravana, leaving Lord Ram in complete despair. And Sita Devi finally, she turned up and she saw Hanumanji, a Vanara, sitting there. Now, seeing a Vanara in a dream is not considered very auspicious. So first of all, she was very concerned. Is this a dream? I'm hearing. Maybe I'm hearing about Ram because I'm thinking about him all the time. Maybe this is just a dream. But then Sita Devi had such a beautiful reflection. She said, Swapnopi nayam nahi mesti nidra shokena dukkena cha peeditayah. Swapna is not possible. I am only thinking about Ram. In that, how will I sleep? I will get that swapna only if I sleep. I am thinking about Ram all the time. How will I sleep? So that's how she infers that this could not have been a dream. Right? And then she's still very concerned, and she says, Are you a Ravana? Are you just Ravana in a different form? So Hanumanji, to further reassure Sita Devi. So we see, he already described past times. So Hanumanji, he descends. In fact, initially, when he starts speaking, Sita Devi feels, have I made a mistake in in listening to him even. So then, Hanumanji makes a proposal. He says, Yadi Ramasya Dutastvam, sorry, this Sita Devi makes a proposal. Yadi Ramasya Dutastvam Agato Bhadramastute, if you are really Rama's Duta, as you have just now said, may all auspiciousness be on you. Prachamitvam Harishreshta Priya Ramakata Hime. Now please describe more Ramakatha. Because Priya Ramakatha Hime. So easy to understand. May means to me. I'm Ramakatha is so pleasing to me. Please describe Ramakatha further. So Hanumanji further describes the qualities of Ram. But Sita Devi starts, and then Sita Devi also. She also opens up her heart, explaining who she is, how she was taken away forcibly by Ravana. In the midst of that dialogue, Sita Devi again asks a question to Hanumanji. Is it really the case that I have confided too much in him? Have I gone too much out of my way? Is he still Ravana in the guise of Hanumanji? So she asks another question. So far, there was a conversation on the pastimes and the qualities of Rama. Then she says, Yani Ramasya Lingani Lakshmanasya Chavanara Tani Bhuyas Saman Machakshwa Namam Shokas Maman Vishat. She says, Lingani. Lingani means form. Rama and Lakshmana, Linga, their forms. Please describe their forms in great detail. What are the identification marks on Ram? So now she is getting into the discussion of Rupa. Already Nama, Guna and Leela, and now Rupa. Please describe the form. And there are so many verses. The exact Lord Ram was neither too tall nor too short. Stiff three parts, three long parts, three even parts. I mean, there are such measurements given by Hanumanji. I mean, he was so conscious of the form of Rama. When you start reading this, he was so conscious of the form. Just sometimes we stay with devotees, but we are or near and dear ones, but we are not even conscious of some identity marks. But he was so conscious of every identity mark and measurements of each limb of Lord Ram. So Ram conscious. And then, after hearing all this, Sita Devi feels a lot more assured. But Sita Devi is then feeling, if Lord Ram's Ram's mind is always fixed on me, he's always thinking about me, not thinking about anyone else, then you are basically giving me poison along with nectar. Why? Because he's always thinking about me. But he's not able to do anything else. He's so absorbed in me that he's actually quite despondent. So please, you have to think about the way out. So Hanumanji proposes. He says, Tvam hi prishtagatam. Prishta means on my back, prishta. Tvam hi prishtagatam kritva santarishyami sagaram. Santarishyami. I will cross the sagaram by you on my back. He says, just like oblations offered to the fire go unto the yajna devata, similarly you who are actually only meant for the service of Supreme Lord Ram, I will reach you back to him. Now when Maithili, she heard this beautiful proposal, this proposal from Hanumanji, she was actually very happy. But at the same time she said, oh, Vanara, you are speaking actually like a Vanara. If I sit on your back, so many people may come and attack you. Everyone will become conscious that Sita is missing. They will attack you. You will fly. You may try to fight. Sometimes in the fighting, I might fall into the fire. fall into the midst of these people. And not only that, if you escape, as you're crossing over the ocean, what if I fall into water? And then she says, Hanumanji, all those are important reasons, but here's the most important reason. Kamam tvamasi aparyapto nihantum sarva rakshasan ragavasya yasho hiyet tvaya shastaistu rakshasaihi. She gives two very, very important reasons. One, she says, maybe you can kill all the demons also, but I want the fame to go to Ram. So again, we see that, yes, it's not just about getting the job done. In the world of things, we are often only about getting the job done. But how does it nourish relationships? Because I am Lord Ram's consort, the yasha of rescuing me should go to Ram. either you think from a, think of it from a very ordinary perspective or from a transcendental perspective, it's so instructive. I wanted this credit to go to Ram. Therefore, if you take me away and even if you kill all the demons, what will be the benefit? Right? I mean, she is, you could think of this as close to liberation. I mean, she is getting freed from such turmoil. Right? But for her, what was more important was service to Ram, her relationship with Ram, and Lord Ram's glory being spread. And then she gives the other reason. She says, Yadham gatra sparsha, gatra sansparsham, ravanasya balagata, anisha kim karishyami, vinatha, vivashasati. He says, the only person that should be actually touching me is Ram. No one else sparsha. So by sitting on you, I cannot touch you. And you may ask, oh, how about Ravana? Ravana took me away. So honestly she is expressing, I was helpless then. I couldn't do anything. He just dragged me away. So this was the affection of Mother Sita and Hanumanji for Lord Ram, that even in their conversation, Lord Ram was the centerpiece. And then, Sita finally addressed Hanumanji. Actually, she addressed Lord Ram as if he was standing in front of her. Matkrite kakamatre tu brahmastram samudiritam kasmadyo mam hare tatta shamasetam mahipate. Hey Mahipata, Kaka story, you remember? She was telling the story of Kaka who had come and was constantly troubling her when on the mountain perched beside Chitrakuta. She was recalling this pastime and telling Hanumanji that is a very confidential pastime which only Ram and me know. Please narrate this pastime to him. And then she was addressing Ram, oh Lord Ram, that Kaka was constantly troubling me. You initially had a laugh, but later on, you actually chased that crow, Kaka, who was actually the son of Indra, to such an extent that you chased him even to the heavenly planets. Oh Lord, why are you not able to chase me down here in Lanka? In this way she was appealing. And finally Hanumanji, he says that I will certainly go and give this message to Ram, and Ram and Lakshman will come and destroy Lanka and take you away from here. And Sita Devi, she says, yes, this is befitting. You please go and give this message to Lord Ram. Because the only purpose I exist is that Ram comes and takes me. The purpose I exist is not so that I get freed from this mire of threats, mire of emotional blackmails that I'm getting here. That is not the purpose I'm existing here. The purpose is that Lord Ram comes and takes me away. So this way we see such beautiful illustrations of all relationships culminating in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Saraswati Thakur was so keen to establish Daivi Varnashram, actually banks upon this culmination of all dharma, to help every living entity gradually realize his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He started this patrika every day, daily, and he was asked, oh, so much, where will be so much material to publish? He said, actually every moment we can publish about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because his pastimes are unlimited. His relationships are unlimited. He has unlimited capacity to reciprocate with every living entity. Even in the midst of the most troublesome situation in Sita Devi, the consort of Lord Ram could yoke her mind with the horses of resolution. It's certainly hope-giving, certainly very instructional, inspirational for all devotees, sadhakas, aspirants, who are trying to follow in the footsteps of these Bhagavatas. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki jai.